the people or the, well, actually, their spirits, which we are too, who are in the afterlife, or I don't know if it's the before life or the between or whatever, why would they want to communicate with us? Or is it the other way around?
I think it's a mutual thing. There are times in my life I don't want to communicate with anybody, as you probably have seen in the past. And there are other times when I am just so excited to communicate with everybody. The reason they would want, and again, let me just clarify this before and after thing.
Okay.
We only use those as markers. Because before implies experiences that have existed prior to this moment. And after, from the before part and the after part, we have the separation, which is the present. And if there's neither past nor present nor future, world without end, then we're probably living in what we call the eternal now. Various dimensions of the same thing. And so those who have gone on is our way of explaining to ourselves, making it a little bit more believable that they have gone on to something, to another place and another time where perhaps they haven't gone anywhere. They're just in another dimensional situation where all things are possible. A world, a universe of infinite possibilities so that we can exist in various forms, if form is what we want to use, or energy patterns, or just patterns,
okay,
all at the same time. So as I'm speaking with you now, I'm also sitting on the beach on the West Coast watching the sun and the whales in the water around San Diego. Or I could say that I'm standing on the third planet of the sun in Orion system, in the Orion system, mm-hmm, or the Aldebaran system or something. Or I'm in South America, because we span the entire universe. We're all connected to one another by a telephone wire made of nothing or no thing. So we don't have to worry about why they communicate with us. They will communicate with us when they find it interesting, when they find that there is something they can give to us to guide us or help us or make humanity better. And we can communicate with them because we want to ask their advice. Wouldn't I like to ask Einstein some advice? Not about marriage. He didn't do too well with that. So I wouldn't ask him that. Nor would I ask my dentist how to fix the plumbing in my house. I would ask him things that are important to dentistry. I would ask Einstein stuff that's important to, well, hey, Dr. Einstein, what did you mean that imagination is so important? Of course, I'm just using a, for example, question.
Uh-huh.
Or what do you think about this? Or I might want to ask an Abe Lincoln, hey, Mr. Lincoln, Mr. President, how come you were able to make it through the war? And how come you were successful? If I listen carefully, I can hear him start with that drawl saying, well, you know, I really don't know, but let me tell you a little bit about it. Traveling on from the from where we are into whatever there is out there, it's like a journey into the very depths of our own spirit and mind. And we can communicate with them wherever they are, past, present, future, all in quotes, by the way, and they with us, and there is no one that's forcing the other one to do it. They feel it's a mission they have to help those of us who are here. You see, we're all going up the mountain, if you will. Some are almost at the summit. Others are three-quarters of a way up there, and some are just getting ready to take their first steps up the mountain. Whichever way we look at it, all paths lead to the mountaintop.